Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
When you just got your butt beat by your arch rival, don't say you weren't ready to play. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Saturday was senior day at NC State. The Wolfpack said goodbye to a senior class that will go to three straight bowl games, and a capacity crowd was both appreciative and pumped up for its team to go out in style with a win over arch rival Carolina. Only it didn't happen. The superior Tar Heels scored touchdowns on the first five possessions, and presto, it was 35-7, exactly the score State won by in Keenan Stadium last year. The game was over, but State made it respectable by keeping Carolina's offense on the sideline with long drives of its own, and two turnovers and a drop touchdown pass kept Carolina from scoring more than its final 45 points. After the game, State coach Dave Doran said his team came out flat and not ready to play. Come on, coach. Your team was flat, as in flat on its back as the Tar Heels ran over you front ways and sideways. And you weren't ready to play your biggest game of the season? If that's true, then you should be fired because it's your job to get your guys ready to play. Suck it up and take your medicine. The Tar Heels are better this season, just as the Wolfpack was better last year. After that embarrassment on his home field, Larry Fedora said he didn't know what happened, that his guys were ready to play, but they just got beat. Doran has a mediocre program, and he probably knows it by what he saw Saturday in light blue and white. State's best player is quarterback Jacoby Brissett, a tough kid who gets tough yards scrambling out of the pocket. But the team is only average, just like Duke and Wake Forest, who together with State were outscored by Carolina 161-79 this fall. The Tar Heels won the mythical state championship and the ACC Coastal Division and have their eyes set on the ACC championship. Because as the first UNC team to ever win 11 games in the regular season, they have a right to believe they can beat Clemson Saturday night in Charlotte. Duke and State will go to nowhere bowls, deserving of 7-5 teams, much like Carolina went to the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit last year. But now is now. When its QBs and running backs beat you like a drum for more than 500 yards of total offense, and when its defense makes you work for every yard and point, that's a good team that's beating your team. Not because your team wasn't ready to play. Deal with it. This is Archansky. See ya.